Welcome to Managing AML. I'm Dr. Jay Park. Today I'd like to provide an update on the role of CAR T therapy in AML. As you guys may have heard, CAR T therapy generated huge interest as a promising cancer therapy, mainly targeting CD19, which is commonly expressed in almost all B-cell hematologic malignancies. As a result of many different clinical trials from several different institutions, there are now two approved CD19-targeted CAR T products approved for treatment of relapsed refractory pediatric ALL, as well as large cell lymphoma. Both of these products use modification of autologous or patient-derived T cells for treatment of this disease. Unfortunately, there is yet to be no approved product available for AML patients. Use of CAR T, therefore, in AML remains investigational. One of the reasons that it's been challenging to move CAR T therapy approved for AML is a target selection in AML is much more challenging than what target selection for the other B-cell hematologic malignancies. The key to success for the CAR T cell therapy is selecting a target that is expressed exclusively, ideally, on malignant cells but not on normal cells, such as hematopoietic stem cells. And finding a such target in AML has been rather challenging. Several clinical trials are ongoing targeting several myeloid markers that's expressed in the AML, such as CD33, CD123, FLT3. All these CAR T cells are using either autologous or patient-derived, and some are actually using allogeneic or off-the-shelf CAR T product targeting this approach. However, these CAR T cells targeting either CD33 or 123 can potentially also target hematopoietic stem cells that express CD33 and CD123. These clinical trials are being done in conjunction with a bone marrow transplant for the potential concern that if the CAR T cell therapy were to work well, targeting CD33 or 123, it can eliminate the hematopoietic stem cells and these patients may need to be rescued by subsequent bone marrow stem cell transplant. So there still remains several obstacles before moving CAR T cell therapy in AML, but we are hopeful that we can get there in very near future. In order to do that, we need to find a better target. Maybe single antigen target may not be the best approach to get the selectivity. Perhaps we need to look for the dual targeting, the dual antigen targeting approach, which is already being investigated in CD19 or CD22 targeting for B-cell hematologic malignancies. Perhaps we need to do something similar for AML patients. One of the challenges also has been getting the right timing for the patient selection for the AML because sometimes generation time or manufacturing for the CAR T can take several weeks, during which time these patients need to be stabilized or their disease needs to be controlled. So these are some of the factors in considering to make this CAR T therapy success in AML. And thank you for viewing this activity.